that old time jumbling. It's good enough for me. It was good for my mother. It was good for my father. It's good for everybody, and it's good enough for me.
Yeah, it's good enough for me. I think that was the Happy Goodman family. It's good enough for me, and I know it's good enough for Brother Harry Hardwick. Welcome our first guest of the new year. This is such a prized possession. I mean, it's usually held by royalty or high-priced hookers, but Reverend Brother Harry Hardwick gets this celebrity spokesmodel for Jesus in Landover Baptist Church. Are you there, brother?
I am. I don't know why you'd have a celebrity on your show. Half of them are sodomites, and the other half support the sodomites. I can't imagine why you'd want them on your program.
Well, you know, we try to get them on the program because it helps bring in revenue.
Well, now, I'm all for that. I have to tell you, we can save them if they come to the church first. We can save them, assuming that they have their wallets with them when they arrive.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about is what is it that the Jackie Jett Show can do over the next year to bring more people to Landover Baptist Church, thus bringing more revenue to Landover Baptist Church, thus bringing more revenue to Jack and John's pocket?
Well, it's bringing more revenue to God.
That's what I meant to say.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Really, people don't get involved in Landover. Landover Baptist gets involved with them. if you're a true Christian with a credit score above 800, assets that can be easily converted into liquid tithes of no less than about $18.75 a month, and you can pass about 12 interviews with our deacons showing that you got your feet hot for Jesus, you can join our church. You got to prove your wallets are just as eager for Jesus as your minds, though, of course. The first thing you could do is every single broadcast, you might mention that people should go to our website at landoverbaptist.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, buy our book, Welcome to Jesus Land, which they can get at Amazon.
Well, it's sort of like our Bible.
I just wanted to make sure I understood this correctly. Did you say landoverbaptist.com or is it .org? I've got .org.
It's both. We took over all of this. We've taken over the web, and so we first started with .org, and then we took over .com. We've also got .net. That's our message board for true Christians who want to spread the good news among themselves.
Wonderful.
And it's just a matter of time before the whole internet is, we just stick a cross in it.
No, exactly.
For God.
Now, you have a budget of $750 million, is that correct, with over 2,000 strong in your staff?
That's what we publicly disclose, yes. indeed.
Well, I want to ask you about this. You know, Reverend Ted is making a major comeback this week. He's got a documentary coming on HBO. What do you think of that?
My only surprise is that the documentary is not just a big old gay porno flick. Less of a comeback, more of a, well, just sticking on in that word. My biggest surprise is that hooker hiring meth addicted mess was a surprise to folks that they didn't know he was a Nancy boy right away. Honestly, don't people use the eyes and ears the good Lord gave them?
Yeah.
Well, I remember first time I saw him was at one of them Focus on the Family conventions, and I knew right away that he was gayer than a tulip tree full of pink parrots singing Barry Manilow. it's pretty obvious.
Well, I must say this, brother, for a heterosexual, you have a pretty potent gaydar.
Well, you know, we've cured tens of homosexuals over the decades that we've had our ex-gay ministry at Landover, and so I've come across a lot of Nancy boys in my time. Many of them, of course, ex-Catholics.
Right. I want to ask you this because this is something that occurred to me over the weekend. Is it a sin not to wear underwear?
Well, That's a difficult question. I think if not wearing underwear causes sexual arousal when that rough denim rubs against your private areas, it might. But I got to be honest with you. During all my years as an undercover Christian trapping harlots in Freehold, Iowa, I've discovered that some of them undergarments people wear is more sinful than no undergarments at all.
That's what I thought.
Well,
yeah.
I think when the thong was invented, it was Satan sitting at the sewing machine. undergarments should be sturdy. They should be opaque and not those... Not the magical ones they wear down in Salt Lake City.
Oh, those, yeah. Those worry me.
They have to hold the bountiful bosoms of beautiful gals in place and not put them in positions where they dare Christian men to engage in the sin of touching and licking.
Yeah, well, so the bottom line is just to keep your junk tight.
Well, that's right.
Okay.
Keep it tight and not too tight because you don't want any kind of stimulation or you might, depending on your size, you might accidentally sodomize yourself.
Oh, my God.
We can't have that.
No, we can't have that at all. Here's something that's I've been wondering about because, you know, there's this whole thing going on with Israel and Palestine. Why do evangelicals love Israel so much? What is it that they have over us?
Well, they don't have nothing on us. It's what the Lord has on them. We love Israel kind of like Bobby Fischer loves his opponent's king. Jesus, as you know, has been playing a little hard to get for about 2,000 years, and he has refused to return for his second coming, the encore performance, until all the Jews are in Israel.
Oh.
That way he can kill them a lot easier than he could if they were all sparsed about the world. So we're trying to keep all them Jews alive now, so we can get them all down in Israel to make the Lord's work easier. That way we can just walk right up their dead bodies up into glory. Now, I know that may sound a little vicious, but God has a temper, as you know, and you can imagine Jesus has a grudge against the people who killed him.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Well, listen, tell us your website one more time before we go here, because we're hoping to have you on as a regular here on the Jackie Jett Show, because I have a goal to bring in at least 5 million souls to Landover by the year's end.
And bless your heart.
And
there's a special place in heaven reserved for you.
Yep, I know there is.
I'll make sure of it.
Yeah.
LandoverBaptist.com. I'll tell you also, we have a message board that many of our regulars contribute to called Republican Faith Chat. They can find that on Google. But LandoverBaptist.com is where they should go and join us at the church and join us in the forums there. And I look forward to talking to your flock.
Good deal. And would you give Betty Bowers my love, please?
And of course, they should also look up the America's Best Christian, Betty, at BettyBowers.com. One word, BettyBowers.com.
Will you give her my love?
I will give her your love.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
Your platonic love, of course.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much.
Turn or burn.
Turn or burn, and Happy New Year. What?